Well, we mentioned over 136 organizations have filed Friends of the Court briefs for and again the law. One of those has filed maybe the briefest, or at least inexpensive. The Montana Shooting Sports Association has filed a 26-page brief calling the law a breach of states' rights. Now, it is a shooting club, and they have their eye on other lower court cases that involve that Commerce Act that we just heard about, that they think has something to do with, the right to bear arms and is being considered in the health care law. So they have that consideration. But Quentin Rhodes, an attorney and a member of the Montana Shooting Sports Association, joins us now. Do I understand you wrote this brief yourself?
I'm the principal author, and I got the honor of signing because I'm admitted to practice before the U.S. Supreme Court.
But I think of the groups that we've been reading about, you know, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, you know, different states' health organizations, this seems like one of the smallest. Did you hire any outside legal help to do this, or did you do this yourself?
No, we didn't hire anyone from the outside. It was myself and another attorney from Montana, and then the president of the Montana Shooting Sports Association is a layman, but he's very sophisticated in legal matters, and we collaborated on this particular effort.
And why did you decide to do this?
Well, it's part of an overall effort of the Montana Shooting Sports Association to try to help reinvigorate the original theory of the Constitution, separation of powers and dual sovereignty. It was set up in a way to give competing groups some real and independent power so that no particular group, whether it be a federal or state or some certain branch of government, would get too much power and trample upon the individual rights of the citizens.
Quentin, do I understand you did this pro bono on your own time?
Yes, that's correct.
And it's one of the smaller briefs, you know, that the court will be getting. Organizations have spent millions of dollars putting together these briefs to try to lobby the justices. What's your sense of your brief being in there?
Well, we purposely made it short so it would be easier to read. And it's got some novel arguments in it that may not have been made before. And because it's short and because it's novel, we're hoping to get some glimmer of attention from a clerk who will make a case that perhaps, folks, you might want to look at this and take into account these arguments that the folks out in Montana are making.
That's Quentin Rhodes with the Montana Shooting Sports Association, one of at least 136 groups that have filed a Friend of the Court brief on the administration's health care law consideration at the Supreme Court. Quentin, thanks so much for your time.
It's entirely my pleasure. We appreciate your interest.